Good morning, everybody.
Hey, 早上好.
This is the first time I've been behind here. Let's open up in prayer. Father God, we come before you here, this Lord's Day, that you have given us by grace. And we come in the name of Jesus, Lord, because you have taught us that there is no other name given among men under all of heaven by which we must be saved. And we thank you, Lord God, that you have indeed saved us by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. We come before you here this day that you created, and we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you and praise you, Lord God, for grace upon grace has been given to us. We thank you, Father, that you sent your one and only Son into this world to seek and save the lost. And we confess, Father, that we have been numbered among all the others as lost. But we were lost, but now we are found. And so we thank you, Lord God, that you have brought us home into your heart, into your bosom, into your grace, and your loving presence through your Son, Jesus Christ. And I pray today, Lord, as we open up your holy and inerrant word, that it would truly be a lamp unto our feet, and by the power of your Holy Spirit, you may speak to each of us. May you anoint me for this most blessed task of opening up your word and speaking upon the gospel. And I pray, Father God, in Jesus' name, that the gospel would go forth and that you would save souls here today. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that if there's anyone here who does not know you, Lord God, that they would not leave here still in darkness, but that you would shed the light, the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ abroad in their heart, that they may see this great and precious truth and come home and come out of darkness and into the light. I pray, Father God, for all of us here today, that the gospel would go forth who know you and that we may come to know you more. May you cause us, Lord God, to bow down and worship you because of the great grace that we have been given. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you would anoint this time, that you would call us home into your bosom, that we may love you even more, Lord God. Moment by moment, as each word goes out, may we see your grace upon grace and worship in spirit and truth. In Christ's precious name I pray. Amen. Okay, everybody, welcome.
欢迎大家.
I just want to again thank you. It's always a privilege and an honor anytime to speak on God's word.
我还想先说感谢，因为无论在何时何地能够分享神的话语，对我来说都是一个祝福，也是荣幸。
It is one of the greatest honors for me to speak here at the Gavon service.
尤其是在这样的联合崇拜的过程当中。
So again, I want to thank Pastor Wong, Mickey, and all of you.
所以我想再感谢王牧师、Mickey，还有在座的所有人。
And I'd like to thank Leo, my translator.
不用谢。
Today, we're going to talk about, or read through, Lord willing, the first chapter of Daniel. So please turn with me to Daniel 1.
So today we will read Daniel 1. Please turn with me to Daniel 1.
Daniel 1, verse 1. Now, the title of this sermon is the Gospel of God. The gospel is my favorite topic in all the world.
在所有的讲题当中，我最喜欢的题目就是福音。
Most of us tend to think that the gospel is something that we tell unbelievers in order to bring into the body of Christ.
很多在座的基督徒可能知道，我们可能认为我们在谈福音的时候，更多是指我们要讲给不信主的人听，让他们可以来到主的面前。
And this is most definitely true.
这是当然是正确的。But
the gospel is much more.
但是福音是更多。
The gospel is the grace that we need day by day, moment by moment.
福音是活在我们生命当中每时每刻都需要。And
the gospel is something that we need to continually have in front of our face as Christians to receive grace upon grace, moment by moment.
所以福音也是我们作为基督徒，我们每时每刻都需要放在我们的眼前，放在我们的心中去领受神的恩典。Because
it's only this glorious vision that would reach down in the recesses of our heart to transform us where we really need to be transformed.
因为只有福音所带来的恩典，才能进入到我们内心的最深处，把我们转变过来。The
word gospel literally means good news.
福音这个词直接的意思就是好消息。Which
is why you have on your outline the good news of and then blanks.
所以在你的提纲上会有三点是指神的福音三个部分。So
let's start with the first point.
所以我们来看第一点。
Which is the good news of God's sovereignty.
是指神的主权的好消息。
And this literally means that God is in control of all things. There is nothing that he does not either directly cause or allow for his purposes. God is sovereign.
神是掌权的,
and this is good news.
所以这是一个好消息,
for Christians.
对于基督徒来说,
so let's read verses 1 and 2.
让我们来看第一章第一节到第二节。
In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it.
犹大王约雅敬在位第三年，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒来到耶路撒冷，将城围困。
The Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hands, along with some of the vessels of the house of God, and he brought them to the land of Shinar, to the house of his God, and he brought the vessels into the treasury of his God.
主将犹大王约雅敬并神殿中器皿的几份交付他手，他就把这器皿带到示拿地，收入他神的庙里，放在他神的库中。
So the scene opens up with Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, which is modern-day Iraq, coming in and besieging, capturing Judah and its king and its vessels.
所以这个故事的开头是讲巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒, 巴比伦也就是现今的伊拉克, 他来到耶路撒冷, 打败了约雅敬当时的犹大王, 并且俘虏了他的人以及, 神殿中的器皿。
If a secular historian is looking at this, they'll see a stronger nation, Babylon, conquering a weaker nation, Israel, and that's about it.
如果一个属世的历史学家看这个故事，他会说，哦，一个强大的民族征服了另外一个弱小的民族。 所以这大概就是这故事的全貌。
Unbelievers would then say that Yahweh, the God of Israel, the God of the Bible, is not real.
不信主的人看这个故事，他会说，哦，圣经里面所讲的这位神耶和华，他并不是一位又真又活的神，因为他的人民被别的民族给征服了。
If he was the living and true God, how could his people be conquered by mere men?
对，如果他是那位真的神的话，他怎么会允许他的子民被俘虏、被征服呢？
If Yahweh was real, he wouldn't have let this happen. Or more generally, if God is real, why does any bad thing happen to anyone?
如果他真是那位神，他不会允许这样的事情发生。或者更笼统来说，如果真的是耶和华真的是那位神，他不会允许任何不好的事情发生在任何人身上。
But what can be deduced by the physical senses and the human rational mind is by no means the whole truth of reality.
但是通过我们这些有限又有罪的人的思想所推导出来的东西，并不能反映所有的真实情况。
What a historian may tell us is one thing, but what God, through his holy and inerrant word, tells us is another.
从我们眼中所看的是一回事，但是从神的角度，他所做的可能是完全另外一回事。
There's what we see with their eyes and reason with their mind, but there's the truth of reality of the sovereign God working in history.
所以有一些是我们眼睛所能看到的，我们的思维所能理解的，但是有更多在那之上的是神在他的主权里面所掌管的。
Verse 2 tells us, in a very important verse, the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into Nebuchadnezzar's hand.
第二节这里有一个非常重要的经文，他讲到说，主将犹大王约雅敬和这些器皿交在这个尼布甲尼撒手里。
God is in control of all history. He's guiding everything towards his good purposes. God gave his people into Nebuchadnezzar's hand.
神掌管所有的历史，他让一切的事情发生是为了他的旨意，所以他将犹大王以及他的子民交到尼布甲尼撒手里。If
God did not give his people into his hands, Nebuchadnezzar's, then Nebuchadnezzar could not have taken his people. God is in control. God is sovereign.
如果神没有将犹大以及他的子民交到尼布甲尼撒手里，尼布甲尼撒不可能征服他们，所以神掌权，神在控制这所有的一切。
But why would God do such a thing?
但是神为什么要这样做?
The reason for this that Daniel gives later in this book and all of Scripture makes clear is that Israel, God's people, were continually unfaithful.
哦，这一切的原因。
Like an adulterous wife, they desired and sought after not the Lord, but the world.
就像一位不忠的妻子一样, 他们所追求, 他们所向往的, 不是神,
and so God gave them over to their own desires, to the world.
所以既然他们追求的是世界,
the Babylonian exile to Israel is representative of all humanity whom God exiled out of Eden.
以色列人被俘到巴比伦是我们所有人性的人的状态的一个表征。
When Adam and Eve rebelled against God, they were exiled out of Eden, and all of us went with them.
当亚当和夏娃背逆神的时候, 他们被逐出了伊甸园, 我们之后所有的人都是这样一个状态。
And each of us in the world now lives in exile away from God's presence, the fullness of His presence, in a world that is not yet our home.
所以我们现在所有的人都流浪失所在这个世界上, 我们没有神的同在, 和我们在一起。
We are wanderers on earth away from our home with God.
我们流离失所在这个世界上, 我们远离神的家。
But the good news is that God is sovereign.
但是好消息是说神掌权。
And He is controlling all of history, whether it's King Nebuchadnezzar, President Obama, or you and me.
他掌管所有的历史, 不管是尼布甲尼撒王, 或者是奥巴马总统, 或者是你, 或者是我。
God is using us all, guiding us all, for His good purposes. For God causes all things to work together for the good, to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose.
所以神在为了他旨意的缘故, 为了他美好旨意的缘故, 在使用我们, 就像罗马书8章28节说的, 神叫万事互相效力, 叫爱神人得益处, 就是预先被招, 预先按他旨意被招的人。
So take comfort, dear Christian.
所以, 基督徒们, 弟兄姐妹们, 你们应该得到安慰。
For God has a purpose for your life. All things that happen, whether painful or pleasant, is for your good and His purposes.
因为神对你的生命有一个旨意, 不管什么样的事情发生在你的生命当中, 好的, 不好的, 都是为了神的那个旨意。
God will not give you anything that's not necessary for your good, and God will not withhold anything that's necessary for your good.
神不会将任何事情加在你的身上, 如果对你是没有益处的。 神也不会故意藏着一些对你有益处的事情而不给你。
For God causes all things to work together for the good to those who love Him.
因为神叫万事互相效力, 叫爱神的人得益处。
Now, since Israel stopped loving God and loved the world more, and they were in great danger of then losing the greatest good, God. So God gave them over in order to win them back.
所以因为当时以色列人的状态是他们爱神,爱世界超过爱神,他们在一个极大的危险,他们有可能会失去那个最好的,对他们最好的神,所以神将他们交到世界的手里,让他有机会可以赢回他们。
Let's read verses 3 and 4.
让我们理解看第三节和第四节。
Then the king ordered Ashpenaz, the chief of his officials, to bring in some of the sons of Israel, including some of the royal family and the nobles. Youths in whom was no defect, who were good-looking, showing intelligence in every branch of wisdom, endowed with understanding and discerning knowledge, and who had ability for serving in the king's court. He ordered him to teach them the literature and the language of the Chaldeans.
王吩咐太监长亚斯兹拿从以色列人的宗室和贵胄中带进几个人来，就是年少没有残疾，相貌俊美，通达各样学问，知识聪明具备，足能侍立在王宫里的，要教他们加勒底的文字与言语。
So even in the midst of exile, God does not forget His people.
即使是这些以色列人被俘的过程当中, 神并没有忘记他们。
He blesses these four youths with a wonderful opportunity to great and mighty things in the king's service. So get this. God created them good looking, really smart, and gave them a great opportunity to study in the best schools.
所以, 简单来说, 神创造了他们, 四个人, 让他们长得很俊美, 又很聪明, 然后同时有机会在这个世界上, 当时世界上最好的学校里面, 去学习文化, 知识和, 和学问。
They were given this in order to learn the arts and the sciences of the world and the culture that they were in.
所以他们会给了机会去尝试去学习这个世界上最好的东西。
Now this was a great opportunity and a great blessing for them personally.
对他们个人来说，这是一个绝佳的机会。
It was from God who loved them and who blessed them. But more importantly, they were there to witness to the world of Yahweh and His great love.
这个机会是从神来的，这位神是爱他们，祝福他们，但是更重要的是，神让他们在那个文化当中去做神的见证。
Because God was reaching beyond the borders of Israel and reaching out to the world.
Alright,
I have a little smiley face here in my notes, because it honestly reminds me of you guys.
我这边在我的那个笔记里面有一个很小的笑脸，因为 当我看到这段经文的时候，让我想起了你们。
I mean, let's face it, you're a good-looking bunch of people.
你们这边很多人长得都很俊美。
You're high intelligence.
你们都很聪明。
You're away from home. And you're studying some of the world's best universities.
你们远离家乡，然后你们在这个全世界上一些最好的大学里面学习知识。
The question is, what are you going to do with this unique opportunity that God has given you?
所以问题是，对于神给你们这样一个绝佳的机会，你们准备怎么样使用它们？
God has blessed you, endowed you with a unique opportunity.
神已经祝福你们，给你们一个独特的唯一的机会。
He's placed you strategically in universities that have huge influence on the world.
他把你们有意识地把你们放在这些大学的当中，然后这些大学是对这个世界有着非常大影响力的。
And yet they know very little of the living and true God.
而你们周围的很多人其实并不认识这位神。
God made you, He created you, He gave you your gifts, He gave you your talents, and He gave you this opportunity.
上帝创造了你。 给了你生命，给了你才华，然后把你放在你现在所在的位置。
You are not there by accident. God is sovereign.
你在那边不是偶然的，因为神掌权。
He placed you there not to serve the king and kingdoms of this world, but to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
他把你放在这里不是为了去服侍这个世界或者这个世界上的王，这个世界上的权势，而是为了去服侍那位万王之王、万主之主。
You're there to serve the sovereign God.
你在这里是服侍那位掌权的神。
Now, the church I was attending, I just out of curiosity, how many of you have gone to college, or in college, or plan on going to college? Raise your hand.
我要翻译这个吗? Okay.
I'll just assume it's everybody. The church I was going to when I was saved, like many American churches, distrusted, in fact, education in general and intellectual specifically.
我刚信主的时候去了一家美国教会, 他们普遍来说对于这个世界上的教育机构存在一个不信任的态度, 尤其是高等教育。
But there's good reason for God gave these universities over to the secular mind.
主要的原因是当今的教育机构主要是被属世的思想所主导着。
And we don't have time to talk about that history, but God, the secular mind now in the universities will often attack Christ and His church.
我们没有时间去看这个到底是怎么发生在历史上，会到目前这个状况。但是目前现实情况是说，在教室里面，在学校里面，很多的言论思想都是在攻击基督教信仰。So
many American churches are weary of intellectuals.
所以很多的美国教会都相对的排斥这些属世的教育机构。
The church I mentioned was a wonderful church.
这个教会，我刚才说的这个教会，其实是一个很棒的教会。
It was used by God, in my opinion, as the most powerful, probably the most influential church in California and the U.S. in the last 40 years.
这个教会被神大大的使用，在我来看，可能是在过去40年间，在加州，在全美对为神做见证最大的教会之一。
And a wonderful verse they used to quote was Acts 4:13.
他们最喜欢引用的一节经文是在《使徒行传》4章13节。
When they, that is the leaders, Jewish leaders, saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated, common men, they were astonished and they recognized that they had been with Jesus.
当时他们是指那些以色列的领袖们见彼得、约翰的胆量，又看出他们原是没有学问的小民，就稀奇认明他们是跟过耶稣的。
It was the relationship to Jesus Christ that made all the difference.
是使徒约翰，是这些保罗和这些约翰彼得他们跟神的关系导致了这个不一样的地方。
The disciples were uneducated, common men who changed the world.
所以绝大部分耶稣的使徒都是没有受过教育的，但是都是一些普通的人，但是他们改变了这个世界。
Because they were spending time with Jesus, the world saw Jesus through them.
是因为他们跟耶稣在一起过，所以这个世界通过他们看到了耶稣。
So you don't need an education or a high IQ to know Christ deeply and to be used by him mightily.
所以你不需要受过什么教育，也不需要有什么学问，你一样可以被神大大的使用，一样可以深深的去明白了解这位耶稣。
But that doesn't mean if you are well educated or an intellectual that you can't know Christ deeply and be used by him mightily.
但是从另一方面来说，不代表你如果受过高等教育，你很聪明，你就不能被神所使用。
In fact, this is the calling of some.
实际上神呼召很多这样的人。
This is the calling of many of you.
神呼召这里面在座的很多人。
Many of God's greatest servants were highly educated.
很多神的被神大大使用的仆人都是受过高等教育。
Moses, Israel's greatest leader, was educated in Egypt.
摩西他当时在埃及受过最好的教育。
Luke, who wrote one-third of the New Testament, was a Gentile doctor.
路加写了三分之一的新约福音书，他是一位医生。
And the great apostle Paul was not only educated by Gamaliel, one of the most famous of all Jewish teachers, but he also grew up in Tarsus, which is a famous intellectual secular city to which Paul was clearly well versed in.
所以大使徒保罗他不仅是接受过加马列的教育，是当时最好的犹太教师之一，他同时也是生长在大树，是当时最出名的学府的城市之一，他在那边也受过很好的教育。
But what they all had in common is that they knew that their power did not rest in their intellect, but in God, as did the disciples.
但是这些人他们一个共同点就是他们都清楚地知道他们的成功不是因为他们的教育，不是因为他们的知识，而是因为神。
God is sovereign and God is guiding us all to do his will.
神掌权，神会引导我们所有的人去按照他的旨意。
Like you, but much more so, these youths here were under great pressure to do well in school and then later their jobs.
所以这些四位以色列的年轻人，他们有很大的压力，要在他们的学业上去表现优异，可能跟你们很多人一样，但是可能更甚。They
were under great pressure. Everything was at stake. Power, position, their very lives was at stake.
他们的一切都是取决于他们的学习情况，他们的将来的地位，他们将来的能力，他们将来的所处的 环境，甚至是很多时候是他们自己的生命。Later,
they would be thrown in a furnace of fire and in a den of lions because of their faith.
在但以理书后面一些时候，你会看到他们会被扔进火坑，扔进狮子坑里面，是因为他们信仰的缘故。They
were under great pressure, the greatest of pressure, not for prestige or power or even their lives. The greatest pressure they were under was to renounce their faith.
他们最大最大的压力不是来源于说他们将来的位置也好，他们将来的情况也好，而是因为他们的信仰。
And as a result, lose their witness, the main reason for why they were there.
同时这些我这些信仰也是他们在那边的最大的原因，是因为他们要在那边去做神的见证。
Let's read verses 5 and 7.
我们一起来看第五节到第七节。
The king appointed for them a daily ration from the king's choice food and from the wine which he drank, and appointed that they should be educated 3 years, at the end of which they were to enter into the king's personal service.
王派定将自己所用的膳和所饮的酒每日赐他们一份，养他们三年，满了三年好叫他们在王面前侍立。
Now among them from the sons of Judah were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
他们中间有犹大族的人，但以理、哈拿尼亚、米沙利、亚撒利亚。
Then the commander of the officials assigned new names to them. To Daniel, he assigned the name Belteshazzar, to Hananiah, Shadrach, and to Mishael, Meshach, and to Azariah, Abednego.
太监长给他们起名，称但以理为婆提沙撒，称哈拿尼亚为沙德拉，称米沙利为米撒，称亚撒利亚为亚伯尼哥。
Now, the first thing that the king did was to give them his choice food.
尼布甲尼撒王做的第一件事情是给他们他自己所用的食物。
This is the best of the best of the world.
是最好最好的那时候世界上的食物。
It was a way of capturing their heart's desires.
是一种方式，他的目的是要去俘获他们的心。
For this is the way to capture the man.
因为要想抓住一个男人的心，先要抓住他的胃。
Nebuchadnezzar, like Satan with this world, captured their physical home.
尼布甲尼撒王就跟这个世界上的魔鬼撒旦一样，已经占据了他们在这个世界上的家园。
But now he must capture their hearts.
但现在他必须要俘获他们的心。
And similarly, you all are under great pressure at universities, whether you know it or not, not just to do well at school, but they're after your heart.
同时就跟你们现在在大学里面一样，你们也有这样的压力要去在你的心上接受一些这些属世的观念，能够帮你在大学里面成功。
You're under great pressure to adopt the university and world's worldview in order to perhaps receive greater rewards in your job.
很多时候你可能又会有这样的压力，要去接受或者适应这个世界的一些世界观，能够让你能够在大学里面去得到更多的奖赏。
And you need to be aware of this.
你需要清楚明白知道这一点。
Because it may cause you, even subconsciously, to deny God in His world in order to get these things.
因为这个可能会让你慢慢的去背离神的话和他话语，很多时候其实你自己都没有意识到。
Paul tells us in Romans that we suppress the truth in order to get the world.
保罗在罗马书里面，我们要。
The second thing they did was to change their names.
第二件事情他们做的就是改了他们的名字。
The Hebrew names had all names that glorified God, glorified Yahweh.
这四个犹太年轻人的名字都是跟神的荣耀有关的。
But they gave them Babylonian names that glorified the world's gods.
但是他们给了他们巴比伦的新名字去荣耀那个巴比伦的神。
For example, Daniel's name means God is my judge.
举个例子，但以理本来的意思是神是我的审判者。
Whereas they gave him the name Belteshazzar, which means Bel, a Babylonian god, is my protector.
这个新名字伯提沙撒的意思是比勒是巴比伦的一位神，是我的保护者。
So they're giving them new language in order to change their mind.
所以他们给他们新的名字目的是为了改变他们的心意。
In order to trust in the world's idols rather than the living and true God.
让他们不再去仰赖神，而去依赖这个巴比伦的神。
This is very smart. They're going after their heart and they're going after their mind.
他们是他们的目的，他们的目标是他们的心，他们的心思意念。
And this is the same thing you are under today.
所以你们也在相似的情况之下。
The classroom of today's universities are saturated with naturalistic language that implies atheism. A false belief and an idol of the mind.
当今大学课堂里面的一些学问知识也好， 都是充斥着一些自然主义的论调，而这些自然主义引申出来的是无神论。
Outside the classrooms and campuses that you're going to converse with, you'll have some sort of inclusionism that all religions are equally true.
在大学堂之外，在校园里面大家普遍接受的都是一些不可知论，所谓的所有的宗教信仰都是一样的。
Now that's just usually taken for granted, and the language, the accepted language, reflects that.
这些都是大家一些默认的一些规则，而相应的你该说什么不该说什么都是受这个所影响。
You could tell this if you simply bring up Christ. You'll notice that the atmosphere will change, usually tense, because you've brought in unaccepted language.
最好的例子就是每当你尝试在这个话题当中引进提到耶稣基督或者提到基督教信仰的时候，你会觉得这个氛围一下子变得很紧张，是因为你提出了一些被大家所默认不可以提的东西。
The unbelieving mind suppresses the truth in unrighteousness in order to get the desires of the heart, which is the world.
所以很多时候我们需要去强调那个真理，能够才能够让这个才能够让这个世界去能够去看到认识这位耶稣基督。
They make up false ideas and false presuppositions about Christ and the Christian worldview.
他们很多时候他们做一些很多假的假设，不正确的假设，有关基督教以及基督教的世界观。
And you were there to bridge that gap.
所以你的目的是要在那边成为那个桥梁。
Not just in your relationships, not just in your fellowships, but in your vocations.
不仅仅是在你的个人关系当中，不仅仅是在你的团契当中，在你的职业当中也是如此。
Time doesn't allow for me to go into that more, but you need to think more deeply about how to do that.
我们没有时间去详细的阐述这边，但是你们每个人都需要去想一想，多花时间想一想，你们要怎么样去实现这个目标。
You're the experts in the field. You need to figure out how to glorify Christ in your vocation.
你是你所处的领域的专家，你需要去尝试去明白了解，你要在怎么样在自己的领域去荣耀神。
For now, let's go back to Daniel and keep reading.
我们接着来看但以理书。
8 through 16, we'll read now.
第八节到第十六节。
But Daniel made up his mind that he would not defile himself with the king's choice food or with the wine which he drank. So he sought permission from the commander of the officials that he might not defile himself. Now God granted Daniel favor and compassion in the sight of the commander of the officials. And the commander of the officials said to Daniel, I am afraid of my lord the king, who has appointed your food and your drink. For why should he see your faces looking more haggard than the youths who are your own age? Then you would make me forfeit my head to the king. But Daniel said to the overseer, whom the commander of the officials had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, please, test your servants for 10 days, and let us be given some vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then let our appearance be observed in your presence, and the appearance of the youths who are eating the king's choice food, and deal with your servants according to what you see. So he listened to them in this matter and tested them for 10 days. And the end of the 10 days, their appearance seemed better and they were fatter. That's a good thing. Than all the youths who had been eating the king's choice food. So the overseer continued to withhold their choice food and the wine they were to drink and kept giving them vegetables.
但以理却立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不玷污自己。神使但以理在太监长眼前蒙恩惠受怜悯。太监长对但以理说，我惧怕我主我王，他已经派定你们的饮食，倘若他见你们的面貌比你们同岁的少年人肌瘦怎么好呢？这样你们就使我的头在王那里难保。但以理对太监长所派管理但以理、哈纳尼亚、米沙利、亚萨利亚的委办说，求你试试仆人们10天，给我们素菜吃，白水喝，然后看看我们的面貌和用王膳那少年人的面貌，就照你所看的待仆人吧。委办便应允他们这件事，试看他们10天。过了10天，见他们的面貌比王膳的一切少年人更加俊美肥胖。于是委办撤去派他们用的膳饮的酒，给他们素菜吃。
Now, there's nothing Daniel could have done about the names that they chose to call him.
但以理没有办法决定他们怎么样会叫他。
They called him by a false name that had a false idea, and the world does the same to us today.
他们用一个错误的名字去叫他，给了他一个错误的名字。世界对我们也做了类似的事情。
But what Daniel did have control over was his heart.
但是但以理可以控制的是他自己的心。
Which the Hebrews, it includes the will, the desires, and the intellect.
在希伯来文里面，这个心意味着心思、意念，甚至学问。
It literally says in Hebrew that Daniel set it upon his heart. That covers the will, desires, and the intellect.
所以在这里面很明白的说，但以理是立志，在他心里立志。
He set it upon his heart not to defile himself, which means unclean or unholy. Because God is holy, and if he made himself unholy, he would separate himself from God's presence.
所以但以理他是立志不玷污自己，所谓的玷污就是变得不干净、不圣洁，因为神是圣洁的，所以如果但以理变得不圣洁，他就没有可能与神同在。
And this is what was primary to Daniel, to know and love and serve God.
所以这对于但以理来说是最最重要的，是要与神同在。
But now we see God's sovereignty again in verse 9.
所以这里我们在第九节又看到了神的主权。
It literally says the exact same Hebrew phrase, God gave Daniel favor and compassion in the sight of his boss.
所以这在跟第二节里面那个词是相同的词，是神给了太监长对神使但以理在太监长眼里蒙恩惠受怜悯。
God sovereignly controls all things.
所以神的主权掌管所有的一切事情。
And out of Daniel's faithfulness, he opened this unbeliever's heart to give compassion to Daniel.
因为但以理对于神的敬忠，他改变了这个不信主的太监长的心意。
And I've seen this miraculous principle happen in Christian lives, my own included, time and time again.
我一次又一次看到相类似的事情在我的生命里面，在其他基督徒的生命里面发生过。
We don't know what God will do, but if we are faithful, we can trust he will do his good will, whatever that may be.
我们不知道神到底会做什么，但是我知道只要我对神尽忠，相信神会按照他的美好的旨意去做应该做的事情。
But here, the terms themselves, favor and compassion, are covenantal Hebrew terms to which every Hebrew would have well known.
在这里蒙恩惠受怜悯在希伯来原文里面是两个圣礼的专用词，是所有的以色列人都清楚知道的。
So this is God's covenantal love being shown in their lives.
所以这是神的圣约的爱在这里显现出来。
And God's covenant stresses the idea of belonging together in a love relationship.
所以神跟人的约强调了这个概念，是跟神的关系是一个爱的关系。
The terms literally mean tender mercy and loving compassion.
这个词的意思，蒙恩惠受怜悯。
So the second point in the outline of the gospel.
所以第二点我们要谈的这个好消息。
It's the good news of God's love.
是神的爱的好消息。
God's love continually seeks us out, and it's so overwhelmingly, so superior, that once you taste it and come into the presence of the living God, that's all you'll want.
神的爱在持续不断地追寻着我们所有人。这个爱是超乎一切，以至于说你只要有机会尝到这个爱的滋味，你就不会再想要其他任何的了。
God's love captures our heart.
神的爱会俘虏赢得我们的心。
And it delivers us from the bondage of the world that has captured our heart before.
他会把我们从以前这个世界上束缚俘获我们心的那些东西当中解放出来。
This is what it means to be born again. You're giving a new heart and you have a new love now for God becomes your greatest treasure.
所以这就是重生的概念，因为你有了一个新的心，你有了一个新的心，质疑神为你的最想要的东西，你变成了一个追求神的人。
And where the world leads us away from God through our desires, our new desires lead us back to God from whom all blessings flow.
所以这个世界在尝试让我们远离神，背离神，但是我们这个重生的这个新的心，让我们去向往神，追求神。
The secret of Daniel's success was not a strong will or a smart intellect. But that he was in love with God as his greatest treasure.
但以理能够成功的秘诀，不是因为他有强大的意志力，不是因为他很聪明，而是因为他爱神超过所有一切。
God's sovereignty will not force you to turn to Him and love Him.
神的主权，他不会强迫你去违背你自己的意愿，去爱他，去追随他。
But God's sovereign love, when tasted, will cause your heart to willingly surrender everything to Him.
但是神的爱，当你尝过那个爱的滋味之后，你会自动甘愿的降服在他的面前。
You'll see His glorious love, all His glory.In all its attributes, and you'll bow down in worship and love.
你会看到他荣耀的爱，你会看到他所有的荣耀，你会自愿屈膝在他面前，敬拜他。
John tells us that we only love God because He first loved us.
约翰在约翰一书里面说，我们爱神是因为神先爱了我们。
But we must respond.
但是我们必须要回应。
Daniel set it upon his heart that he would not let anything get in the way of his love for God.
但你已在他心里立志，他不会让任何东西介入他和神的关系当中。
Daniel and his friends were given the best of foods, some of which may have been prohibited by Hebrew law, but there's much more going on here.
但以理和他的朋友们是被他们得到了王的一些这个世界上最好的食物，其中有一些可能是被以色列律法禁止的，或者是被奉献过那些偶像的。但是其实这里面有更多的因素在这里。
Daniel knew he was getting special treatment as a scholar in training and as a wise man, and he didn't want his heart to be taken captive by the world.
但你知道他会得到一些特殊的待遇，让他能够变得变成一个学问学识一个知识人。但是他知道最重要的是他不能让他的心被俘获。
The battle's in the heart. The true exile is the soul separation from God.And that comes from loving the world more than loving God.
那有关心灵的斗争，那个真正的被俘虏、被流放，不是远离家乡，而是他的心和神分离开来。
As Christian intellectuals, or whatever you may do, we need to understand, we need to think well according to God's word, apply to your vocation and everything else.
作为基督徒不管你是知识分子也好，还是不管你现在职业是什么也好，我们都需要能够整理我们的心思意念，我们需要知道如何将神的话语应用在我们的职业上。
But Satan is smart. We need to guard our hearts as well.
但是我们要聪明，我们要保守我们的心胜过一切。
What you love most will determine your destiny.
你最爱什么，你最想要的是什么，会决定你的命运。
The best idols are the greatest things.
你的最好的，你最想要的那个东西是决定一切的。
If you desire education, family, job, good reputation, anything more than God, you're lost.
如果你渴求一个学位、一个工作、一个荣誉或者任何的其他一个东西超过神，那你就流失了。
If you love these things, or teach your children to love these things more than God, and although you may not say that with your lips, if you profess Jesus as Lord with your lips, and your heart love these other things more, it means no difference what you profess with your lips.
所以如果你你的那你你自己在做这样的事情，或者你教育你的子女在做这样的事情。不管你嘴里说的是什么，你肯定嘴里还是说神是我的终极追求，但是你真正内心渴求的那个东西会决定你将来去哪里。
Daniel set it upon his heart that nothing would come between him and his God whom he loved most. And he was willing to die for it.
但以理在他的心里立志，他不会让任何东西在他的心里超过神，他不会让任何东西介入他和神的关系，他甚至愿意为了这个对神的追求而去死。
But God blessed him abundantly in his vocation and all else because he was there as a representative of God and that's what he did well.
所以因为如此神大大的祝福他，不管是在他的职业上还是在他其他所有的生活的方面，因为他要在那里作为神的见证。
Let's read 17 through 21.
我们一起来看第17节到21节。
As for these four youths, God gave them knowledge and intelligence in every branch of literature and wisdom, Daniel even understood all kinds of visions and dreams. Then at the end of the days, which the king had specified for presenting them, the commander of the officials presented them before Nebuchadnezzar. The king talked with them. Out of all of them, not one of them was found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So they entered the king's personal service. As for every matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king consulted them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and conjurers who were in his realm. And Daniel continued until the first year of Cyrus the king.
这四个少年人，神在各样文字学问上赐给他们聪明知识，但以理又明白各样的异象和梦兆。尼布甲尼撒王预定带进少年人来的日期满了，太监长就把他们带到王面前。王与他们谈论，见少年人中无一人能比但以理、哈纳尼亚、米沙利、亚撒利亚，所以留他们在王面前侍立。王考问他们一切事，就见他们的智慧聪明比通国的术士和用法术的胜过十倍。到古列王元年，但以理还在。
Now God greatly blessed their faithfulness. They were 10 times smarter and wiser than everybody else.
所以神因着他们忠于神而大大的祝福他们，他们比通国的法术士和用法术的都胜过，聪明智慧胜过十倍。
But notice again verse 17 that it's God's sovereign choice. As for these four youths, God gave them knowledge and intelligence and so forth.
所以在第四节我们可以看到很清楚是神的主权，神给他们在各样的文字和学问上给他们聪明知识。
Now God gave them this wisdom in order to be a witness to the world that they were in.
神给了他们这些智慧聪明是为了让他们在他们所处的地方为神做见证。
Nebuchadnezzar would later recognize that they had a spirit of God in them.
如果我们在继续读但以理书，可以看到后面尼布甲尼撒王认识到神的灵与这四个人同在。
That it was God working through them and they recognized that they, like the disciples, have been with the Lord.
所以神通过他们来工作，让他们周围的人看到神在他们，神与他们同在。
And this is the goal of the Christian life, to glorify God by being faithful in all things, not just church things, but all things, so that God will be seen through us, that we too may be recognized of having been with the Lord.
所以这是我们所有基督徒生活的目标，是通过我们所有一切事情上忠于神来荣耀他，好让我们周围的人看到我们就看到神。
Daniel did this extraordinarily well. Evidently, in Matthew, when the Magi come to worship Jesus, Magi means magician or wise men, and they're likely from Babylon, who learned about the Messiah from Daniel.
但以理其实在这方面是我们的一个榜样。在后面这个福音书里面，耶稣诞生的时候，有三从东方来的三博士来拜访耶稣。那三位博士是从巴比伦那个地方来的，所以他们很有可能是因着但以理和他的朋友在那时候所有见证而认识了耶稣基督，认识了耶和华。
So the question then is, what is the ultimate good news from God?
所以问题是，什么是神的好消息的最终的好消息
？Is it the good news that if you're faithful, God will bless you in this world?
这个好消息是不是如果你对神尽忠的话，神就会祝福你
？That's not it. That's a principle. That may be a principle in this world. You don't need Christianity to tell you that. Atheism, any world faith will tell you, work hard and be faithful and you're likely to succeed.
这可能是这个世界上一个普遍的原则，这不一定是基督徒才有的。可能别的宗教或者甚至一些无神论，他都会说，如果你很努力，你很尽忠，那你也会成功。
Is it the good news that if you're faithful, that you will be blessed in God's kingdom?
那这个好消息是不是如果你对神尽忠的话，你在神的国度里面会被祝福，会成功？
We're closer to the truth, as it is true, that in God's kingdom, being faithful, God will bless you. Spiritually, you'll be made more like Jesus Christ.
所以这个已经很接近正确答案了。从某种意义上来说，如果我们在神的国度里面对神敬忠，神会在他的国度里面祝福我们，让我们可以在属灵上越来越像耶稣基督。
And God will work through you to bless other people.
神会通过你们去祝福别的人。
Honestly, I think Pastor Wong does a wonderful job with this.
我认为王牧师是这方面做的是翘楚之一。
What I say is someone submitting to God and God's power working through.
我说的是说，当一个人把他自己献给神的时候，神会通过他来工作。
But it's not of him; it's of God.
但是不是他，是神。
And you too will bear fruit in life or death. But the gospel, this is not the gospel.
但这不是一个，这不是最终的好消息。
It's not good news to tell someone that if you're faithful, God will bless you if you can't be faithful.
不是，如果你告诉一个人说，如果你对什么样尽忠，你会被祝福；如果你不尽忠，你就不会被祝福。这不是一个好消息来的。
If you have not yet come to Jesus Christ, your heart is still held captive to the world's desires.
如果你还没有在神面前悔改认罪，来到神的面前，你的心还是被这个世界上的东西所捆绑的。
It's not good news to tell you, be like you're supposed to be, and God will bless you if you can.
如果我们现实情况是我们没有办法做到这一点，但是如果有人告诉你说你需要去做到这个，你才能会被祝福，那这个消息不是一个好消息。
That's bad news.
这是一个坏消息。
But even as Christians, as born again, with the bondage broken, we still are not faithful anywhere near the way we're supposed to be.
即使作为基督徒来说，我们已经是重生得救的人，我们那个束缚已经被打破了，但是我们还是没有办法做到完全在神面前尽忠。
We still struggle in our hearts, if not in our actions. None of us are as faithful as we ought to be.
我们还是在内心有很多的挣扎，如果不是在行为上可能更多。我们没有一个人能够真正的做到在神面前完全尽忠。
The religions and morality of the world will tell you,Don't murder.
现今的各种各样的宗教或者是道德观都会告诉你不要去杀人。
But Jesus taught us that if you even think bad thoughts in your heart to a neighbor, that it carries the same seed and guilt that leads us into hell.
但是耶稣会告诉我们说，如果我们在心里动了杀人的意念，我们就已经在犯罪了。
The religions and the morality of the world will tell you don't commit adultery.
各种各样的宗教或者是道德观告诉我们不要去犯奸淫。
But Jesus told us, even to think lustful thoughts about another is the same seed and guilt as adultery that will lead you into hell.
但是耶稣会告诉我们说，如果我们看见一个人心里起了淫念，我们就是在犯奸淫了。
Friends, we live in exile in this world, separated from God, because our hearts are corrupt. They're not the way it's supposed to be.
朋友们，我们在这个世界上，我们流离失所，我们远离神，是因为我们的心已经被污染了。我们的心不是那些应该是的原本的样子。
We are defiled. We are unholy. We are unclean.
我们是不洁的，我们是罪恶的。
But God is holy, holy, holy.
但是神是完全的圣洁。
The gospel of God ultimately comes down to the good news.God's Son.
有关神的好消息的最终是有关神的儿子的好消息。
There is one greater than Daniel to whom this passage points to.
在这整章经文里面，它指向的是一位比但以理更大的。
It's all over, but just a few notes.
但是不是是在所有的一些地方我们都能看到，然后我们在这里就提几点。
Note verse 6.
第三节。
Now among them from the sons of Judah were Daniel.And the three friends.
他们中间有犹大族的人。
Judah is the line from which the Messiah was prophesied to come.
耶稣也是从犹大族里出来的。
Verse 8 tells us that Daniel refused to defile himself.
第八节说但以理立志不玷污自己。
And as a result, God raised him up and brought him into the king's presence and service.
而因为他这个立志，神抬高他，把他带到尼布甲尼撒王面前。
But Daniel was by no means sinless, and Nebuchadnezzar was by no means God.
但是但利并不是完全无罪的，尼布甲尼撒也不是神。
He, like the rest of us, are still in exile as wanderers on this earth.
但以你尼布甲尼撒也好，他都跟我们所有人一样，在这个世界上流离失所。
Humanity is lost in exile and needs one greater than Daniel.
人性在这个世界上是流离失所的，我们需要一位比但以理更大的。
The truer and greater Daniel, Jesus Christ, was without sin. He was holy, perfectly so.
所以那位比神比但以理更大的那位耶稣基督是真正无罪的，真正的为我神为我们所预备的。
He did what we can never do. He lived the perfect life.
他做了我们所不能做的事情，他生活了一个完全无罪的生活。
So he alone can and will lead us out of exile and death into the perfect holiness of our Father in heaven.
所以耶稣有这个能力将我们从流离失所，将我们从罪恶中带出来，带回到耶稣的家里面，带回到耶稣的圣洁里面。
Daniel ate only vegetables and denied the king's food.
所以但以理他拒绝王的食物，他只吃蔬菜和水。
Jesus Christ fasted for 40 days.
而耶稣在旷野里面禁食了40昼夜。
And there was not Nebuchadnezzar who tempted him, but Satan.
在那里不是尼布甲尼撒去试探他，而是魔鬼撒旦。
With the food and pleasures of this world, Satan said, if you are the son of God, then turn the stone into bread.
所以撒旦说，如果你是神的儿子，那把石头变成面包吧。
There's nothing wrong about that.
那这没有什么错。
But Jesus didn't trust Satan in the world. He trusted God in his word. And he rebuked Satan and said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word from the mouth of God.
但是耶稣没有相信在这个世界上撒旦，他相信了那位神。他回应撒旦说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所说的一切话。
The truer and greater Daniel, Jesus Christ, was perfectly holy. He trusted in God every moment of his life.
那位真正的又比但以理更大的那位耶稣基督，他是真正的对神敬忠的，而且是每时每刻都与神同在。
And God raised him up, not in his vocation, but God raised him from the dead.
所以神将他抬高，不是在他的职业上，而是从他让他从死里复活。
This is God's sovereign love in action. God came for you.
所以这是神的主权的爱在这里彰显，神做这些为了你。
Friends, we come to God not based on our good works.
所以我们所有人来到神面前不是因为我们的好行为。
Which even as Christians don't amount to much.
即使基督徒很多时候我们也没有多少好行为。
We come to God not based on our love.
我们来到神的面前不是因为我们有爱。
Because even as Christians it doesn't amount to much and it's fleeting.
即使是基督徒我们其实也没有多少爱，很多时候而且是稍纵即逝。
The good news is that we come to God based on His love, based on His work, and based on His Son.That's good news.
所以真正的好消息是说，我们来到的神面前是因着他的工作，是因着他的爱，通过他的儿子，这是真正的好消息。
Our eternal relationship with God is not based on anything in us.
我们跟神永在的关系不是基于我们任何东西。
Not in our hearts, not in our works, not in our anything.
不是因着我们心里的什么东西，不是因着我们的工作，不是因着我们的行为。不是因为任何事情。
Anything we do for God is for our benefit.
我们为神做的任何事情都是为了我们自己的益处。
To make us more like Christ.
让我们可以自己更像耶稣基督。
God is sovereign, He doesn't need you.
神完全掌权，他不需要你们。
But guess what?
但是猜怎么样？
God wants you.
神想要你们。
He loves you.
他爱你们。
In the gospel of God, the good news,is that our eternal relationship with God is not based on our fleeting offerings to Him, but on His perfect offering to us.
而这个神的福音，这个好消息，就是我们跟神在永生里面的关系，不是基于我们那些稍纵即逝的对他的感恩也好，其他一些什么东西也好，而是基于他对我们完美的付出。
The truer and greater Daniel, Jesus Christ, has lived the life we should have lived and died the death that we should have died.
所以那位耶稣基督他活着我们应该活的生活，他死了是我们他为我们而死。
He has paid the price for our sins, past, present, and future.
他为我们的罪付上了代价。
Our eternal relationship with God then is entirely based on God's sovereign love.
我们跟神的在永生里面的关系是完全被神的主权的爱所祝福的。
And that is most clearly shown.His son.
而这个爱这个关系是通过他儿子被完美的彰显。
In his sovereignty, he gave his son to you.
在他的主权里他把他的儿子给了我们。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
因为神爱世人，将他的独生子，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Father, we now bow our heads in prayer, and we thank you, Lord God, for this great news, for it is the best. We thank you, Lord God, that you are sovereign, that you are good, and that you love us. We thank you, Father, that you so loved the world that you gave your Son to us. So, Lord, I pray now for anyone here that has heard this good news today, that has not yet come into a saving relationship with you, has not yet turned from darkness and into the light, that you would guide them and open their hearts to see this truth, and that you would guide us as a church, Lord God, not to lose our witness, that we too may spend time with Jesus, that the world, whether it's home or at school or at church, may recognize that we too have been with Jesus. In his name we pray.